From Electric Forest Radio, this is Forest Today.
The show that we put together in there is beyond anything I've seen, not only in the art community, but, you know, in the music and arts community. It's a privilege to be a part of a show this big. I mean, it's got to be one of the bigger contemporary art and performance venues and shows in the whole country.
That's Stephen Rhodes. He's a two-time winner of the Plug-In Program's Art Installation Sponsorship. We'll talk with him more about his projects that debuted at both EF 2019 and EF 2018 in just a moment. For more episodes of Forest Today like this, plus the Brainery Hour, exclusive DJ mixes, and live set recordings, and so much more, don't forget to search for and subscribe to the Electric Forest Radio podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or by visiting electricforestfestival.com/radio.
My name is Stephen Rhodes. I'm here as Florentine Farms Collective out of Vermont.
Okay.
And we brought a number of installations into the forest this year. One was a repeat from last year. It was a plug-in winner called The Portals. Yeah. And this year we brought those back and also brought in a new art installation called The Infinity Temple, which plays on similar ideas and themes as The Portals did last year, except we cranked the volume up to 100. And really brought it in big this year.
So let's just briefly describe both of those if folks need a refresher on maybe what they saw earlier in the weekend.
Great, yeah. The portals, which were from last year, are big infinity mirrors that are in the ground. They can hold a substantial amount of weight, so they're free to be walked on in groups, individually, and they're a lot of fun.
How deep are these?
They're actually only actually about 2.5 inches tall.
Okay.
Yeah, they seem to go into the ground forever.
Right.
And it's a really funny response that we get from people who think that we dug giant holes in the forest floor.
Of course.
and we definitely enjoy that kind of optical play.
Sure.
That's a big part of my art.
Yeah.
You know, play on optics.
Right.
Kind of a mind twist, you know. And then the Infinity Temple takes those similar infinity concepts, except we applied it to a geodesic dome. So this is a giant pentakis geodesic dome. It's made up of pentagons. There's 40 triangles, and they also have two-way mirrors. So during the day, you've got a giant mirrored geodesic dome. It's very similar to the Bean in Chicago. It's something that someone can relate to from this area.
Sure.
And at night, the thing is filled with about 10,000 LEDs that are all mapped together and programmed into one cohesive image.
Sure.
So we can play LEDs across the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And as the lights turn on the inside, they bounce back and forth against all the mirrored surfaces and kind of creates this infinitely reflecting dome of light. You know, both those installations play on the duality of night and day, which we really enjoy in the forest. During the day, they're mirrors, highly reflective of yourself, your peers, your surroundings, the forest itself. And so we treat that as a time to reflect. And then at night, they turn into these infinite spaces. And, you know, that's a time we invite guests to look forward, be more introspective, which is an internal view of kind of an expanded outlook, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have patrons have that duality in their own life, the reflection and the introspection looking forward out into infinite possibilities. And then on a literal level, optical illusions and lights are a big part of what make Sherwood Forest Sherwood Forest.
Sure. So last year, the plug-in program winning spot is what brought you here.
Yes.
Was this another submission for plug-in? Or
it was.
Okay.
It was. The temple was another plug-in winner.
Got it.
I definitely think if you have anyone out there is listening to this and they have an idea, they should get it down on paper. I spent a few years trying to get installs chosen, and it wasn't, you know, until like 5 years in that they finally chose one, but mm-hmm. don't be afraid to submit those ideas to the world. But yes, this was another plug-in winner, so we're like super proud to be brought back 2 years in a row. Obviously, we were well received last year, enough to be brought back.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll probably take a year off from the plug-in, give some other people chances. But we're excited to continue to bring this type of art to the forest.
What's the community of artists like here?
Oh, it's amazing. So for us personally, we work really closely with all the forest artists and a lot of the actors that you see in the hangar, in the forest, the performers, and that's our community. We're here, you know, anywhere people get here a month early to start building to, you know, a week early. We camp together. We help each other. You know, we're here all for the same reason, to create art for the guests. We create this magical place. You know, people young and old come here and have life-changing experiences. And we enjoy seeing that, you know, and that's why we enjoy coming here.
Of course.
Electric Forest has some of the best family vibes, family mentality that I've ever seen at any festival. And that translates, that transcends well into the staff program. That's not just the patrons that come here and find families. The staff find a family within themselves as well. You know, we really enjoy that, you know, making these magical moments. Actually, this is a great moment I'd love to share. On Thursday, I was just servicing the temple, and I saw a proposal happen right in front of it. They used that. It was really a magical moment. Yeah. Last year, we also saw a proposal on the portals. So I guess now we're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Making dreams come true.
Right.
And I was talking to them about it, and they were talking about, you know, how magical this place was for them, that this moment would happen here.
Yeah.
And they used the words family, you know, where their family was. And they came in, and the guy said, you know, I saw this installation and I knew that this was where I wanted to remember this moment, you know. And then right there, I added 4 new members to my family.
Right.
So it's not just staff to staff and patron to patron. It's patron to staff. It's some of the tightest community I've ever, art communities I've ever been a part of, which is amazing. And why I travel 1,000 miles every year to get here.
Speak just a little bit about how this opportunity, specifically through the plug-in program, may be a catalyst in your art career.
I mean, it seems pretty, seems like a pretty simple, you know, question and answer to you, for you rather. This is a huge opportunity. It is difficult, and any artist out there, any creative that's listening out there and trying to make their way through the art world knows that it's a really difficult game of cat and mouse, a middle school popularity contest, you know, a lot of self-marketing, and sometimes it's a lot of rolling the dice. So I've been a part of a number of small shows local to, you know, where I live, and as has Matt, but to be a part of something so big, to have an opportunity to be a part of something so big and so well received, really is going to give us the opportunity to propel ourselves forward. You know, hopefully we'll start by coming back to the forest, but I'm also hoping that this extends to other possibilities.
Thanks so much to Steven for chatting and sharing his art with all of us. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Forest Today on Electric Forest Radio.